The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today we're going to be talking about rabies, what it is, how it's transmitted, and how it can be prevented. And our guest is one of my colleagues and friends, James Rodden. James is the environmental health manager, one of the environmental health managers for the Ulster County Department of Health. He's been with the department for 22 years. He holds a bachelor's degree from SUNY Albany, and some of his primary areas of responsibilities include rabies and other vector-borne diseases like ticks and mosquito-borne diseases, childhood lead poisoning prevention, landlord-tenant issues, smoking regulations, pesticide regulations, residential water and wastewater, and migrant farm worker housing. So you can see that the health department does a lot more than you might imagine. And we're very fortunate to have James with us today. James, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thanks, Ben. Happy to be here.
So James, let's start with the basics. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what rabies is, where it comes from, and so on?
Well, rabies is a virus. It attacks particularly the central nervous system tissue of warm-blooded animals, or mammals as we usually refer to them. Rabies is not a bloodborne disease. It doesn't live in any of the waste products from the animals. It's specifically kept within the central nervous system, the spinal cord of the brain. It is spread through direct contact of saliva from a rabid animal, you know, either by a bite, or you can also have a mucous membrane exposure where you get rabies contaminated saliva in your eyes, nose, or mouth, or in a, in a cut on your hand. You know, if your dog is fighting with a fox and you try to break it up and you get bitten, you know, that would be an issue.
We were talking about this a little bit before the show. Is rabies a naturally occurring disease, or was it brought in by settlers, or, drastic environmental changes?
Rabies is an endemic disease. It's been here for a very long time. You know, way back when they used to call it hydrophobia, which I think is because the salivary glands of an infected animal become so swollen that they can't drink. And they salivate profusely. You know, the image that everyone has of a wild rabid animal with the saliva just gushing out of their mouth. You know, it comes in different variants on the East Coast and the Northeast, particularly where we are. We have the raccoon variant. Out west, there are other variants specific to different mammals. And we also have the bat variant of rabies here as well. The viruses are different from each other, but they both result in human disease that is ultimately fatal. It is a deadly, fatal disease.
And so you mentioned a few animals. What specific animals are carriers, or could be carriers, let's say?
Well, any mammal, warm-blooded animal, can get rabies. However, birds can. So they are warm-blooded as well. But the animals we're most concerned about here in our area would be raccoons, skunks, foxes, feral house cats. Dog could get rabies. A coyote can have rabies. The small mammals, if you get bit by a chipmunk or a squirrel, the little guys, they are not considered rabies vector species for humans. We don't worry about a person being bitten by a squirrel and becoming rabid. The thinking is that the animals that small typically can't survive an attack from a larger animal. Stop that one. I lost my mojo there.
Okay, we'll start over with the question. What animals, James, what animals carry rabies? Can you be specific about what those are?
In our area, particularly, we see rabies in raccoons, skunks, foxes, woodchucks, feral house cats. You know, a dog that's unvaccinated could certainly become rabid. Fortunately, we haven't had any of those in Ulster County in many years because people get their animals vaccinated. The small mammals are not of a concern. Things like squirrels, rabbits, voles, woodchucks. No, sorry, not woodchucks. They can get rabies, but they can't give it to people. So we don't consider them a vector species.
And so how would one know that an animal is carrying rabies, or that we should stay away, or should we just stay away from wild animals in general? Probably the answer
is... That's a great point that you make right there. You know, it's great to observe wildlife. We're so fortunate to live in an area with so rich in natural resources, but admire it from a distance. You know, you should never touch wild animals.
In general, like say wild animals aside, how would you know that someone's domestic pet might have it or whatever? Are there warning signs, visible warning signs?
Early signs are going to be behavioral changes. An animal that's generally friendly could become very aggressive, or an animal that's typically afraid of people becomes very docile. You know, they will, behaviors will increase and get worse and worse as the disease affects more and more of the brain. And then in the final stages, you know, the animals become extremely aggressive and they will attack anything. They can't eat, they can't drink, and they are just in the final moments of their lives at that point.
And is that they attack because they're scared? They're just completely overwhelmed by the experience, pretty much?
I think it's just the damage that the virus has done to their brains. They really just lose their minds.
And so you mentioned some of the signs of rabies in animals. Can you review those again and then how people can get exposed in those ways?
Again, the most common symptom of rabies in an animal is the aggression. They will just, an animal that normally would want no interest, you know, have nothing to do with humans, you know, will walk right up to you. You know, a fox will go after a dog, which, you know, is... just unnatural. You know, it's odd behaviors. Mm-hmm. Aggression is the most common. You'll also see in some cases rabies will manifest itself in the opposite, and an animal become very docile. You know, just a wild animal will just come up to a human and just, you know, lay at your feet. It's definitely, you want to give them a wide berth if they start showing any of those symptoms.
So you can get bitten, you can have exposure to saliva. Any other ways?
The primary way of being exposed to rabies is absolutely through a bite of a rabid animal. You know, secondarily, you can have a contact with saliva from the animal where, you know, there's no bite involved, but get it in your eyes, nose, or mouth and one of your mucous membranes. Or we're also concerned if you have contact with a suspect rabid animal and you have, you know, a cut or a scratch that has bled within the last 24 hours, potentially could get rabid saliva into that open wound.
I've heard, and you can tell me if this is true, bats are carriers of rabies, and that you can get bitten by a bat potentially because of their needle point teeth and not even know it, right? So you could, if you discover a bat in your house, do you have to be concerned?
I'm glad you brought up bats. Bats actually account for the largest percentage of our human rabies exposure cases that we deal with here at the Department of Health. The CDC and the New York State Health Department both agree that if you wake up to a bat in your bedroom in close quarters with you, you potentially have been exposed to rabies in your sleep. It could have been a bite that you didn't detect, or it also could have been a saliva contact issue. You know, the bat could be sleeping on your pillow next and you'd never know it. Mm-hmm. So it's very important if you do wake up with a bat in your home, or, you know, your cat presents you with a present at the foot of your bed in the morning, which they're so good at doing, you want to definitely give a call to your local health department and discuss the potential exposure.
Yeah, I guess we do have to be careful of Count Dracula, don't we? So, James, so if one suspects that they may have been exposed to rabies, either they know that they've been exposed because of, you know, the bite, or they think they might have, where do they go from there?
Yeah, your first call should be to us here at the Ulster County Department of Health. Our main number is 340-3010. And we also have a 24-hour emergency number. So the animal bite will be reported. We will get right back to you and we will walk you through the potential exposure scenarios. Very helpful if you do have a bat in the home that you make every effort you can to contain the bat and actually capture it. And then make arrangements with us to have that bat tested at the New York State Health Department's rabies lab in Albany. We handle the shipping and the packaging. You know, it's no cost to the public. We can rule out most issues of needing post-exposure treatment by testing the animal.
So you would bring it to the health department main building, 239 Golden Hill Lane in Kingston, And then,
We would just ask that you leave the animal outside in the car, and one of our staff members will come out and assist you in.
But you should call first to give everyone a heads up so they know you're coming. Be ready.
Definitely
for you.
Definitely preferable to make sure that there's someone available to help you with it.
Yep. So James, that's really good information, and we're going to take a very short break. And when we get back, we'll talk about what some of the treatments are if someone does have rabies. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health, advancing care here.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
The New York State Commission for the Blind provides free vocational rehabilitation services and other services to legally blind New York State residents, children, adults, and older adults. The New York State Commission for the Blind helps them achieve economic self-sufficiency and full integration into society. Call toll-free 866-871-3000 or visit the website visionloss.ny.gov.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today we're talking about rabies, what it is, how it's transmitted, and how it's prevented. Our guest is James Rodden, who's an environmental health manager here at the Ulster County Department of Health, and rabies is one of his many areas of responsibility. So James, before the break, we were talking about an emergency number that's available for folks to call after hours if they think they have been exposed to rabies. What is that number?
Yes, we have after hours and weekend coverage, and we work with an answering service. And that phone number is 845-943-6104. Also, if you call the main number, the 845-340-3010 number, there will also be a prompt that will direct you to the answering service.
Perfect. So, James, we also talked about before the break about what people should do if they think they've been exposed. What are the next steps from there?
Well, if it's during regular business hours, we encourage you to call us here at our offices, and we will have a conversation and work through the scenario and determine whether or not we feel that it rises to the necessity of getting post-exposure treatment. After hours, same deal. The service will contact the person on call and we'll have a conversation. Sometimes people report directly to the emergency room at the hospital if it's a serious bite, and the hospital knows to contact us to discuss the case, and they will not give rabies post-exposure treatment to a resident unless the health department has authorized it.
And folks, this is something to be taken very seriously. You don't mess around with it. If you think you've been exposed, been bitten by a rabid animal, call us ASAP, because left untreated and unattended to, it is fatal. So don't take any chances with that. So James, what is the treatment regimen if it's determined that someone is exposed?
So after someone's been bitten, we have a discussion, determine that indeed it is, you know, it would be prudent to authorize post-exposure treatment. There will be a total of 4 visits to the healthcare provider. We have a contract with the Kingston Hospital through their emergency room, so that we have treatment is available 24 hours a day without an appointment. They will give you your first dose of rabies vaccine on your first visit. In addition to that, another therapy is offered, and it is something called human rabies immunoglobulin. It's basically, it's a large dose of antibodies to the rabies virus that's injected, particularly in the area of a wound, to jumpstart your immune system and to get you to start to have a good immune response. And then the subsequent 4 rabies shots will be on the day you present yourself for the, for your first visit. Then day 3, day 7, and day 14. You know, we hope that folks stay, you know, as close on schedule as they can. If they do miss an appointment because they're out of town or, you know, some kind of personal emergency, then we can recalibrate the treatment schedule with a lot of times under the direction of the New York State Department of Health.
And what happens if someone is uninsured? Are they still covered?
They're uninsured. We will not let anyone be not treated for rabies. It's a fatal disease. So our contract covers people who both are insured and who are uninsured.
Mm-hmm. And so the immunoglobulin that you mentioned, that's done in conjunction with the vaccine and the first shot?
Yep, it's done in conjunction with the first shot. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it can be administered during the second visit as well, mm-hmm. but it has to be given within the first 7 days of the exposure.
You know, we always talk about in all manner of diseases and, you know, health risks at the health department, we always place a big emphasis on prevention, which is so much less expensive and less consequential than actually getting a disease. So let's start with prevention steps that one can take with one's own animals. Talk to us about those.
Number one, first and foremost, is keep your pets vaccinated for rabies. You could just be out on a casual walk with your dog and wildlife can come at you from anywhere. You just don't know what's, you know, it's always going to be a surprise. You know, we have situations where people have house cats that never go outdoors and they feel there's no reason to vaccinate that animal. And then, you know, my first question to them is always, have you ever had a bat in your house? Nature comes inside as well as stays outside. So it's very important that you always, that, you know, your pets that are eligible for vaccination, which are cats, dogs, ferrets, and some livestock, that you keep them up to date on their shots.
Mm-hmm. You also, I mean, as I recall, we also have free rabies vaccination clinics. Is that right?
Our current contract is with the Ulster County SPCA. And we have three free rabies vaccine clinics per year. I believe we've already done two of them for this grant year, and we will have a third event coming up later in the summer.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So there's no excuse not to do it. So
right, and it's free. I encourage everyone out there to take advantage of that. It's a wonderful service.
Yeah, really good. Protect your animals, protect your family.
Yep, you protect yourself too.
And your community, for that matter. What can people do, James? So as we talked about pets, so what can people do to protect themselves from rabies? And I guess children are included in that equation somewhere.
Stay away from wildlife. Absolutely essential that, you know, again, as we said earlier, you know, admire wildlife from afar. You know, it's great that we have so many animals in our area, but, you know, we have to give them their space. Keep your cats, dogs, and ferrets, you know, your animals that live in the house with you, keep them vaccinated. One thing I feel like I should have mentioned earlier is not all animal bites result in the need for rabies shots. If you're bitten by a domestic animal, cat, dog, ferret, or farm animal, that can be observed for 10 days, as long as that animal does not exhibit any rabies symptoms in that 10-day period, then it is deemed safe, you know, and there'll be no need to send the patient in for the post-exposure treatment. You know, that is not the case with wildlife. You know, there is no accepted amount of time to observe wild raccoon that has bitten you. If you're bitten by a wild
even
animal,
if you could.
That's an important distinction. You know, not every bite leads to shots.
So if you're bitten by a domestic animal, you want to make every attempt possible to be in touch with the owner to know whether they've gotten the rabies, their animals vaccinated, right?
Every animal bite in New York State is considered a reportable illness. So, you know, if you go to your doctors, if you go to your family general practitioner, if you go to the emergency room, even mm-hmm. if you just tell your friend about it, those bites have to be reported to the Department of Health. And our staff will reach out to the owner and to the victim of the bite for every one of those animal bites. Mm-hmm. And we will follow up. We will check the rabies vaccine status of the animal. And we will, you know, mandate that they put the animal on a 10-day rabies watch, which we will verify after day 10. Mm-hmm. And then let the patient know that the animal is clear and that they don't have to go and get shots.
All of which is done because rabies is fatal. If we didn't say it enough times, this is all very important. Yes.
Rabies is fatal. It's a deadly, deadly disease.
What is the Department of Health itself doing to help mitigate and risk the risks associated with rabies? What's being done out there in the community?
Outside of our rabies vaccine clinics for pets and our post-exposure treatment, educational moments like this are our best ally. You know, we try to get the message out.
And so if listeners want, I mean, we'll give the phone numbers again toward the end, but if listeners want to get more information about rabies, about any aspect of rabies that we've talked about today, where do they go to get that information?
Well, they certainly can give us a call here at the Ulster County Department of Health. Our main number is 845-340-3010. There are great resources on the New York State Department of Health's website, which would be at health.ny.gov. Also, the United States Center for Disease Control, CDC, has great resources on their web pages regarding rabies as well.
So, James, if people want to get in touch with you specifically, how do they do that?
You can always call that main number for our environmental services division that we just mentioned, 845-340-3010. My direct line is 845-340-3021. We have several staff members here who are skilled in rabies, and there will always be someone available to take your call or to, you know, return it as promptly as possible.
All really great information. Hey, James, thank you so much for being on Healthy Ulster Radio and for sharing this important information with our listeners. Folks, we'll say it again, rabies is fatal, so it's not something to take lightly. Make sure your pets are vaccinated. Stay away from wildlife. Keep a nice, comfortable distance for you and the wildlife. And if you think you've been exposed, call the health department right away so that we can pay proper attention to it and to you. So thank you so much, James. It's a pleasure having you.
Thanks for having me, Ben. And everybody stay safe out there and keep away from those wild animals.
Yes, and stay cool, too. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use. Keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.